Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, the Switchboard was going crazy on me. Okay, tonight I am so excited. We have a returning guest, probably one of my favorites. Gals we interview around here because she's so sweet, she's so nice, she's so lovable. And, you know, if they didn't kill her off of night shift, we could have her back on the hospital, but no. Okay, you guys, I am talking about, hold on, let me let Nadia on. Hey, Nadia.
Hey, Carly, how are you?
Fine, good. So, like I was saying, okay, you've seen her on All My Children as the baby cast, but was really great. I forgot they was even a recast. And Zeno Hospital in Night Shift and Black Lightning. So here she is. Hi, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, my gosh, you, I meant everything I said. You are one of my favorites of all time, too.
So sweet.
Whenever
oh
you come
goodness,
on, I
you.
Get happy.
Aww, I am like, Amanda, it's Nadia.
I appreciate you having me back. I'm always happy to, you know, talk with you.
Yeah, Nadia, you know, is the second host now, and she books
Hi, Nadia.
Now. But
hi, Amanda. How are you?
Love.
Great.
Yes, and she's the best booker in all of people that books anyone shows. So what have you been up to, my little deal? Because the last time we talked, you were on Black Lightning. I remember that. I'm surprised I remember anything right now, but Black Lightning. So is there any new projects coming down the pike that we you can tell us?
Yeah. So I'm still doing Black Lightning. This is actually their last season, but I have another episode coming up towards the end of the season. And actually, the latest thing is Jacob Young and I, we worked together again on a short film called Prepare for Launch. And it's basically a short film about a real-life person. His name was John Espel. He was an astronaut. So Jacob plays the astronaut John Espel, and I play his wife Nancy. So it's basically it's a biopic. It's based on a true story. And we went to Virginia and filmed it back in December. At least my part. Jacob filmed also in Atlanta and a couple other places, but. And so, yeah, the trailer is going to be dropping on the 2nd of April, and then the film will follow probably the next couple months. So we got to reconnect on that.
Awesome. Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see it because, I love everything you're in. You know, I get excited for anything you're in. And like I said, you know what? Zeno Hospital has Night Shift had no right to kill you. They had no permission for me because you and Spinelli, I'm sorry, going back, I've been watching the two of you. I went back and you guys were so cute, even though sometimes you gave my Spinelli a hard time. I mean, he
yes,
was
I did.
Cute. He was adorable. And, you know, I saw you on Steve and Bradford show a couple of months ago. And I'm like, wait, no, Steve and Bradford cannot interview Amanda. That's my job. So, yeah, I was pretty much taken back by that because I'm like, wait a moment. But, you know, but you and Bradford have the best chemistry. And besides him and Maxie. And
yes,
you know
we had
what?
A great time.
Yeah, and if they wanted to make up a new character right now, you know what? I'd say bring you back on. Spinelli is Pawnee over Maxie again because Peter is Peter and Peter this is some awful thing. So I think, you know, I would love to see like a new character, you and Bradford. I think that would be a really, really good idea. You know, I was just thinking about that last night. And so, yeah, and also, so how was your time on My Children when you were on there, too? I mean, because, I mean, you know, how was that? Because you did great. Like I said in the introduction, you know, I forgot that you were the recast because you did such a great job. Like, you know, I just think of you as babe. Not anything to Alexis at all, but how about that? Because I, you know, All My Children was amazing. So how was that for you?
It was great. You know, it's always hard coming in as a recast because, you know, everybody's used to the original character, you know, especially if it's the person that originated the character. So it's always hard coming in as a recast, but, you know, the show decided to do that. And so, you know, I screen tested and got cast for the part. So I did a little research, but I also wanted to make sure that I made Babe my own. You know, there's no way I could recreate what Alexa did, which she did an amazing job, obviously. So I just kind of had to go in and put my spin on it. But everybody that I worked with was just wonderful, especially Jacob and Bobby Eakes, you know, who played my mom. But everybody on set was wonderful. So it was nice coming in and just feeling very, very comfortable with everything. And basically just kind of picking up where she left off. You know, there was really no time lapse, and just kind of went in and had to just, you know, kind of keep on going. So it was really a lot of fun. I loved my time on the show. I made some great friends, had great memories, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot about working on soaps and, you know, just everything that is involved with it. But honestly, just it was one of the best times I've ever had as far as working in TV, for sure.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was such, you know, you were great. And you were also great when you did the episode of Parenthood. I was totally against them, you know, going away because that show was so good. Parenthood
was such a good
so
show,
good.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was awesome. We definitely had a great time filming that episode. It was an episode where they were doing a play about the family, so they had to cast characters that looked like them, and so it was hilarious watching the main characters come in and see all of us on the stage, like who was supposed to be cast as them. So, but no, that was an amazing show that I was sorry to see go, you know, end, you know, it was so, so good.
Well, I just, you know, I love it. I miss that show. And I mean, and you were also on One Tree Hill was doing the COVID-19. I totally got into that because there was nothing else to do. People, and you were in one of the episodes there, and you did a great job. So, yeah, and, you know, that's another iconic show that everyone, you know, loves. And
yeah, that was a lot of fun too. I have a lot of fond memories of working on some really great shows, for sure. It seems like
And so how did you deal with the pandemic and being at home so much? Did it drive you crazy, or were you okay with it?
Well, I had just right before the pandemic, last year, it was latter part of 2019. I kind of started working again. That was kind of when I started doing Black Lightning, and soon after that, the pandemic hit, and so there was nothing for months and months, and so, you just wonder if how long it's going to last, if you're ever going to be able to work again. You know, I'm home, I've got, my two kids. it was tough. I think, for everybody, it was difficult because you're not really sure where the light at the end of the tunnel is, and with kids, you're wondering, are they going to be able to go back to school and, all that. So,
old are the kids?
How old are they?
Yeah.
I have my son is 7, and I have a 2-year-old little girl.
Okay, so the 2-year-old doesn't care what's going on because, see, too, but how is a 7-year-old reacted to not having food, not having his friends, but,
he did not like it at all. he was unhappy about it. He prayed every night. He would say, God, please, get rid of the pandemic. Please take COVID away, And it was really sweet. But he... we found things to do, obviously, thankfully we have a yard, he can play, and, you kind of have to get creative and think of new ideas. And, you can still go to parks and stuff like that. Well, a lot of them were closed, but there were some that were still kind of open as long as there weren't a lot of people on them. So, we had to get creative, but he didn't like it at all, and he's at an age where it really affected him in a way where he, understood what was going on,
I think it did with a lot of, because I have 9 nieces and nephews. From 10, no, 8 to 18, and another one who's 24. But all the kids, well, my baby, Sophie, who's 16, not a baby anymore, loves it, actually, because she's just going to do the hybrid for the rest of the year. She doesn't want to go back. She doesn't feel safe. And my brother and my sister-in-law are not pushing the kids.
Hello?
They ask the kids, do you want to go back or do you want to do hybrid? And both of them, the two girls, said they want to, stay home and do this. And my 18-year-old wanted to go back because obviously she's graduating this year, so
yeah.
She doesn't want to miss anything. And my 15-year-old nephew, who this is my heart, he went back. And in the fall, he was still doing hybrid. Well, 1-2 are doing 2 days a week. So, I think for the kids, it's really traumatic because one moment they are used to being in school every day. And the parents are not equipped to become teachers overnight.
I'm equipped to be a teacher. I don't have the patience.
Having my brothers, which I laugh every night when they text me a question, about English or history. The only two good things I was great at in high school, you know, they like help. I'm like, fine, I will help you.
Yeah.
And then,
that's good.
You know, then when my older brother texted me about math, I go, okay, do you know I paid you to do my math homework? And you paid me to do my English homework? And I did all of his English homework because I write so well. And he goes, yeah, and that was great for him and I, except when I was in 10th grade, they dumped me up to 11th grade English class because I was so good. So, and that was great until my senior year. That happened that I had the same English teacher that my brother did his senior year, and I was doing all his essays and everything. And I'm like, oh, God, what did I write? You know, like, I was so thinking I was going to get caught for something.
Yeah.
But I skimmed through it. I didn't get caught. So, but no, I totally feel sorry for the kids because they, you know, they are not used to this. They are not used to staying home during the summers.
Yeah,
all the dust for them now. And so if you could, Amanda, would you go back to daytime?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm always open. I never say never to anything. And so, yeah, I think it would probably just depend on what it was and where it was and, you know, what was involved. I'm in Nashville right now with my family, but, you know, it would, it's always a possibility. So never say never.
Okay. If you're in Nashville right now, okay, this is a mission if you want to accept it. Okay. You could just go to the client's house, hand deliver a note for me to get him on the show. Get past his gate. Yeah. Because he lives in Nashville, so you are in Nashville. So, yeah, I mean, I love like Brian and Blake. So for me, I'm like, you're in Nashville. I've never been to Nashville. That's like on my list of places to go.
Everyone always talks about it. Well, if you ever come to Nashville, let me know, and I will show you around.
I love
it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think Bea and I and Nadia, after this is over, need to book a good trip to Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
You can come. Let me know.
And I did not forget about you, Nadia, today. But Nadia, I know, has some questions.
Yeah. Nadia, where are you?
Hi, Amanda. I'm from Boston.
Boston. Awesome. I have a sister-in-law that lives in Boston. She's been there for years. She loves it there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so the weather is starting to get a little bit okay. Still a little cool. But
yes. Yes.
I'm hoping that, you know, it starts to get warmer because I love the summer.
I hear your Boston accent. I love it.
I know sometimes it comes out. It depends on what I say. So are you originally from Nashville or no?
No, I am originally from Charleston, South Carolina. So I am from the South. But not
I can
Nashville.
Hear your
actually
too a little bit.
Yeah, it does pop out for sure, especially now that I'm living in Nashville again. It didn't really have much of one when I was in LA, but yeah, we moved here about 4 years ago from Los Angeles.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Did you love Nashville? I love Nashville.
I love it. It's fantastic. It's such a great city. We live a little on the outskirts, you know, away from Nashville proper, like, you know, the downtown area, but it's so beautiful. There's a lot of farmland, horse farms, and just the people are just amazing, and you know, just a lot of space, a lot of trees, a lot of greenery, you know.
Exactly.
And a lot to do. There's a lot to do too. So it's a great city for if you have kids as well. There's beautiful hikes and all sorts of stuff like that. So yeah, we've really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I absolutely love Nashville. My favorite was when I went to the honky tonk area downtown. When I went to
Broadway,
mm-hmm. That was my favorite place.
It's fun, and they have such great bands. You know, everybody is super talented. I mean, you can't every bar you go into, and you're like, wow. You know, I mean, just the talent is insane. So, yeah, if you want to hear some of the best country music in the world, mm-hmm. you gotta. This is where you go.
And when I was at the Wild Horse Saloon, they also have the line dancing. They teach the line dancing, too. It was awesome.
Yep. Oh,
I enjoyed that a lot.
So much fun. Definitely, yeah.
So the questions that I have are, like, would you rather questions?
Okay. I like
it. So, awesome. Okay, so would you rather be able to talk with the animals or speak all foreign languages?
Speak all foreign languages.
Awesome. Do you know any other languages?
Well, I studied Spanish all through school, and in fact, it was my minor in college. But I was one of those types of people that actually needed to like to go to another country and study abroad to actually get it to sink into my brain. Because being in the classroom setting, I got to a point where I was like, you know what, I think I've kind of hit a wall. Like, I need to, and I didn't go study abroad, so I actually ended up changing my minor. But I know a little bit of Spanish, but if I had kept up with it, I would know a lot more. And so I keep saying, you need to get back to that, you know. I think it's just so helpful to know other languages, you know, because I've needed it in certain situations in my life. So that's something that I wanna work on is getting back up on my Spanish. So, but yeah, I would definitely choose knowing all the languages.
Awesome, that's a good choice. Would you rather be without internet for a week or without your phone?
Say that one more time.
Without internet for a week or without your phone?
Oh, I'd rather be without internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because having my phone and just being able to, like, contact people is far more important to me than internet. So, yeah. I would definitely go without internet.
Exactly, yeah. I probably would do the same thing. Would you rather listen to music from the 70s or music from today?
I would rather listen to... Oh, man, that's a tough one. Do I get to pick what music I get to listen to from today?
Sure.
I would probably say today, because I'm a bigger fan of music from the 80s versus the 70s.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say yep. music from today. But you know, I like country music. So not all music from today would I listen to, but
country music
I would listen to.
Exactly. Like, I mostly like all, like, the oldies music myself. Like, I like all the music from, like, the 50s, 60s,
oh,
70s,
I love
50s 80s.
And 60s. I love 80s. 70s is probably, like, in that pocket where, like, there are some really good, there's some good stuff. But
right.
I would say out of the last eras, you know, I would say I would pick 50s, 60s, and 80s over the 70s for sure.
Right, because I think the 70s, I think if I was to pick the 70s, I would say probably the disco era, maybe in the 70s.
Yeah, there were a lot of great
disco
songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or in a broken elevator?
Oh, God, broken ski lift. I am claustrophobic. So don't put me in an elevator because I'll be clawing my way out of that thing, like trying to go through the ceiling, and it would not be good. So yeah, as long as I'm in the open air and I'm, you know, if I'm stuck on that for a while, I would be much, much better off.
Exactly. I don't blame you. I'm afraid of elevators, although I've never went, like, skiing. But if I was, if it was between those two, I would definitely say broken ski lift.
Yeah. I've been skiing and been on a ski lift, and it's actually beautiful, like, sitting up there and seeing just the mountains and all that. So I actually probably wouldn't mind that, you know?
Right. Would you rather make a phone call or send a text?
Send a text, you know, which is terrible because I feel like we've lost a lot of the ability to just communicate with people in a more personal way. But with how my life is right now, like, I'm much better at responding with text than answering a phone call. So it's just kind of how it is right now. But I will say that I'm not proud of that. I think that, you know, I need to get back to doing more phone calls, you know, making more phone calls.
Exactly. Would you rather read an awesome book or watch a good movie?
I'd rather watch a good movie. You know, I've never been a big reader, and I was actually just having this conversation with my husband last night because he is an avid reader, and he can read a novel in like a couple days. And so he's like, you just have to find the right, you just have to find the right genre, like, you know, and then I'm like, well, I'm open to suggestions, but I think I would rather watch a good movie.
Yeah,
for sure.
Me too. Would you rather explore space or the ocean?
Oh, the ocean. Well, oh my gosh, I'm not sure. Yeah, probably the ocean. Like I said, I'm claustrophobic, so either one is a bit frightening for me, knowing there's no oxygen. But having grown up by the coast, I do have a love for the ocean and just all the beauty of it, and, you know, been snorkeling before. I've never been scuba diving, been snorkeling, and just I think that would definitely be me, be more my vibe. So yeah, I would go with ocean.
Okay. Would you rather lose your keys or your cell phone?
Gosh, probably my keys, because that'd probably give me a reason like not to have to go anywhere. Because if I don't have, I feel like when I don't have my phone, I don't have my lifeline, you know, and
right.
You know, it's like you become so attached to it. Losing keys is not a good thing either, but I'd go with keys.
Yeah, me too. And I have one more. Would you rather be too hot or too cold?
Let me think about that for a second. I would rather be too cold. Because I have been in both situations, and when you're too hot, when you get down to nothing and you're naked, like, there's nothing you can do. You're just hot. If you're too cold, you can put on more clothes and more stuff to try to get yourself warm. So I'm going to go with too cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
That for me, I'm kind of like in between because like it sort of depends.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one to maneuver.
Yeah, that
sure.
is a real tough one. Yeah,
that's a good question.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for answering those questions. So I'm going to pass you back on to Carly because we do have other callers.
Okay. Yeah, we do.
I don't think I've ever done that before. That was fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 505, you're on the air. 505, you're on the air with us.
Okay, maybe they don't want to speak. Okay. That's okay, people. Okay.
Don't be scared.
So then, Bobby is next.
Hey, Amanda. Great to talk to you again.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I know that Great. That you have been through a lot this past year in Nashville with the tornadoes, the pandemic,
yes.
the bombing and the floods and the snow, but we're going to make it through, hopefully.
Yes, it's been a lot, and, absolutely. Yes.
And, yeah. I just hope that you're nice and safe and dry with the flooding that's been going on in the area lately.
We are, thankfully. Our street and our neighborhood did flood towards the end of the street, but it went down pretty quickly. They cleared out all the drains. So the water did go down pretty quickly, but I know in a lot of other areas the flooding did destroy a lot of homes, you know, and it went inside homes, and we didn't realize there was going to be so much rain. So I appreciate that, and
yeah.
And thankfully we're good, and we didn't have any flooding or any damage. So thank you so much.
Right. I do have a suggestion, and maybe if you ever get in touch with Melissa Reed, who was Jennifer on Days for many years since, and she was replaced temporarily by Katie earlier this year. If they offer you the role of Jen on Days temporarily, maybe you can just fill in for Missy until she comes back to California, just to help a friend out, if you will, since Katie helped her out last year.
Yeah. I'm like I said, I'm always open to, you know, any opportunities. And yeah, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah, but it would be great to just reunite with some of the people. You know, go back to General Hospital. Maybe not necessarily in the character that you was on Night Ship. Maybe a different character. And possibly maybe have a relationship with somebody on the show.
Hey, you never know. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if you're ever really quite.
Well,
dead
I know
on
one
the
thing
show.
For sure.
Yeah,
I know one thing for sure. If Billy Miller ever comes back, it'd be one great reunion because I know
yes.
I said this before. Just missed him by. Maybe a couple of years when he was on General Hospital, and by maybe a year or so had you gone to Young and Restless before he came when he was on All My Children. So that
yes.
kind of was a unusual time that you guys didn't cross paths and reunite.
I know. It would be lovely. I loved working with Billy. He was phenomenal. He was so funny. He was one of those actors that just went for it, and if I had to slap him in a scene, he'd be like, I want you to really slap me. I want you to make it just as real as possible. And I'm like, okay, I will. So he was fantastic. It's really, really been cool to watch him just continue to just grow and do really awesome things. So, yeah.
Yeah. But I gotta say, if Young Wrestlers come calling to you, that'll be a great reunion between you, Elizabeth Henson, and Melissa Clay Egan, as far as the All My Children ladies reuniting
yes.
on that show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I forgot
just
to work with Melissa Clay Egan on All My Children before she left for Young Wrestlers. I forgot about that. And
yeah,
Elizabeth
yeah,
Henson
yeah.
came on probably. When Elizabeth Henson was on it for a while, but I think she was on Young and Restless when you got the role of Babe at the time. So you kind of just
yeah.
missed out on working with her a few times.
Yeah, I got to work with Melissa.
But,
yeah, it was great fun. It was it was such a fun time, you know, just good memories all around.
Yeah. But once you go this this the 7-year-old ready to go to school, I know that there's a lot of stuff, and hopefully we won't have like last year, because the first I saw when you said you was moving to Nashville is what happened last year with the tornado. I thought to myself, this is not a good time because you have hit a person that got killed by a tornado on the stove. And
yes, exactly. I don't want to relive that.
Yeah, but anyways, hopefully.
Okay, Bobby, I will put you on hold, buddy. And
okay.
Then we are going to go to Opponent Crime. Veronica, hey,
Ron. Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Amanda. My name is Veronica Robles. I'm calling from the great state of Houston, Texas. How are you guys this evening?
Great.
How are
you?
I'm good. I just want to say I am a huge fan of your work, Amanda. I loved your character on Night Shift Season 1. You did an amazing job on the show. And definitely my question is, did you get to work with any of the other actors like Billy Dean Williams and Sonia Eden, Sonia Eddy, and the rest of the cast, or which did you get to work with a lot of the actors on the show?
I did, yes. In fact, Sonia, I love her. She is fantastic. I loved working with her. She actually played kind of like my boss on the show.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like a nurse, and she was sort of like the head nurse over all of us. And so I got to work with her quite a bit. And Billy Dee Williams was fantastic. Just what a legend, you know.
Yes.
I think all of us did kind of get to work a little bit with everybody, you know, especially in like the larger group scenes. If there was like an emergency going on and everybody was sort of gathered in one room and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was great.
And also I liked your character and Spinelli, and I wish they would have continued that would have been good. But I definitely, and all my children, you did a wonderful job as Babe. That hats off to you. You did a wonderful job on both shows. But also too, I took Spanish in my fall semester in college at San Jacinto College in Houston, Texas. I took that.
Oh.
So Spanish, exactly Spanish, it does for me, you know, I made a B on that course. Spanish definitely, that's definitely for me. I love, you know, just trying to learn how to speak it, you know, Spanish.
Yeah. And I definitely learned I'm one that has to actually be in the environment too.
Yeah.
Because you kind of hit a block, you know, like of learning, I feel like, of getting to a certain place with it if you're not sort of immersed in the culture and in the language. So I realized it was probably something I needed to switch out of.
You'll do great. Believe me, but it's a lot of work. I can tell you that right now. It's a lot of work just learning the, I can tell you, and staying up all night trying to learn the material and stuff, but at the end it came out really good. But you'll do fine. You'll do fine.
Thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you so much.
And I just want to say I'm so glad I got to talk to you. I mean, again, please come back on the show, and definitely we'll keep your projects coming. And also, you did a movie for Hallmark. Is that true?
I'm sorry?
Did you do a movie for Hallmark?
Yeah, I did. They did a Christmas movie. It was called A Nashville Christmas Carol. That
I loved it.
Be a part of.
I
loved it. Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yes, we're like huge Hallmark fans, me and my mom. So definitely I hope you get to do more Hallmark movies, and congratulations and continued success, and please come back on the show, and I'm so glad I got to talk to you.
Oh, well, it was good talking with you, and I'm always happy to be on the show, and thanks for having me again.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you on hold for a sec. But no, Amanda, anytime you want to come on, you know, just contact Nadia, because she books the schedule. Like, I have no idea what a schedule is. She does that. So, you know,
that's great.
Great for me because I don't have to stress about it. I'm not stressed about it. So
yeah,
that's why we work as one of the most powerful teams in radio because how we work together. So great, but please come back because we always love it when you stop by. Why not?
Well, I'm always just happy to be a part of it, and you guys make a great team. And, yeah, it's always just so much fun just talking with you guys.
Thank you. We love talking to you. It was so great to
chat
with
you.
Just let us know when you, want to come back. Let us know.
I will. I definitely will. And I hope that you all stay well, stay safe, and, just enjoy this spring that's coming up. So just, keep praying for everything to kind of just go back to normal, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, and please come back.
All right, guys. You guys have a wonderful night, okay?
You too. Thank you, Amanda.
Okay. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay,
you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So we have everyone.
Hello.
Bobby,
hi, Carly.
You?
Nadia,
hi.
Bobby. You guys did great. Oh, my gosh. I was so nervous.
Okay.
Why?
Number one B, you got to remember that you are the co-host. And
yes.
When we talked about you doing such a great job.
Oh, my gosh, I was so nervous, but I'm so glad you guys got her on. She's so sweet.
A lot. She's really great. Always wants to come on, so we don't have to worry about that. And I have some breaking news for everyone. That made Carly's day so much better. So, you guys, how I've been busy for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
About social security people really have got left in the dark. Well, today, they finally gave us a date.
Oh,
finally.
Sweet.
Yay!
Tomorrow, right? And the date is, so people on SSI, SSDI, Direct Express, all of that. The date will be April 7th, and it will come in your account so we don't have to worry about sucking the mail.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, and they are even more talks of the fourth one coming out. And there it talks about doing, like, recurring, because I'm sorry. Okay, let's face reality, people. We are not totally out of the woods yet with this thing.
Oh, no.
No.
There's
no...
What's that?
Oh, sorry. My phone was going on because there was a goal score in the hockey game.
Oh, that's okay, Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
God.
It's okay.
I had a chance for the college before the other hockey team in the league. So,
that's okay, Bobby. That's okay.
Hi, Carly.
Who the hell on the
train? Who's winning?
I'm glad because April 7th, people needed this.
I'm so happy for you, Carly.
Oh, God, yes. And, it came down, early this morning. And I think because everyone put, pressure on them I understand why there was pressure because We should have been the first ones. And
So Maggie's also going to get a two, right, Maggie?
But they screwed us over into, waiting for the seventh is not that bad.
Yeah.
But it feels like we've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that is really good news.
So is Maggie also going to get it?
What?
No, also, too, Maggie and Nadia, did your parents also going to get it also?
They're supposedly supposed to be getting it tomorrow.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we have, so this week, Wednesday, we don't have anyone on Thursday, right?
No, we have, so tomorrow we have Kathy DePaiva.
Oh, right.
Yep. And then Friday we have the reschedule of Matt Weston.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yep.
And then, you know what, you guys, we are going to get whoever we can. To come on the show, we are booking day and night on it. I mean, Nadia.
Yeah. Who did you say?
And I just want to say, from dental hospital last night, when Jason and Carly were arguing, was I hate Zolly arguing. I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah.
But,
who?
You know, but, you know, when Carly knocks on Anna's door and they leave us, like that yesterday, I'm like, yes, you guys, and God, please, this thing, call me on this.
Yeah.
You guys need to bring Brick in right now. Brick, we need a guy right now that we need a guy right now because basically Zeke's in jail. Sonny thinks he's my goddamn Nina needs a girl, jump off a bridge. Okay, maybe that was in my nicest moment.
That's okay.
Bobby, you're back.
Wi-Fi use of the phone, so it's just been acting crazy.
Oh, no, Bobby.
My too, Bobby.
Thank you. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's acting up.
Because the weather's crazy everywhere. And,
I do agree with what you just said.
I agree, too.
I want Nina to go jump off somewhere. Because, come on, she's lying. And I'm so sick of people saying, oh, Carly is so horrible because Carly didn't let Nina talk the other day. Let me remind everyone, Carly was pissed off away with Nina. And Nina should never call Carly. If Nina was going to call anyone, why couldn't Nina call Michael? Okay, or Dante?
Yeah.
Or Jocelyn?
Yeah.
Or Jackass? Okay, and I mean Jackass. I don't mean Zach. I mean Jackass. So,
that's okay.
So I think that, you know, is going to be more, I miss my little Carson right now, me.
Me too, I miss them.
You know, I, like, miss them because they belong together.
Absolutely.
They are the end game, and I'm loving Jason and Bridge.
Yes.
And I do not mind Dante and Sam because, you know, I thought about this.
Absolutely.
For a moment, think about this. We have had, you know, all these couples for so long, you know, and Deason and Sam never really got their steam back when they came back, when Steve came back. But the way he is with Britt is another way he is. So, and Sam not so whiny with Dante. So, and people want to call it incest. It's not incest, okay? Because Dante's mother Dante's mother is Olivia, and Alexis is Sam's mother. Yes, both of them have slept with Sunny, okay? But that doesn't mean they are related people, you know, but they do have the Leo in common. They do have that little brother in common.
Yeah.
But besides that, there's no biological, help me with the word,
DNA.
Biological ties to it. So, yeah. So, and, you know, and I'm mad at YNO right now because they are recasting Faith. I'm not happy about this because Faith has been there since she was 3.
Yeah.
3 years old, and, you know, now she's, leaving the show, which I'm upset about. And, you know, I got...
She's doing another show, right?
What?
She's doing another show, right?
Yes, she's doing another show.
Because if I recall the last time she
left,
she did the movie Blended, if I remember.
I have loved Faith since he was 3 years old. I mean, how many thumbnails that long usually doesn't happen. You know, they really want to age the kids out. And I want to say I never want to see Gospel and AIDS. I don't think they will ever age Eden or Trina or Cam or even Spencer. I don't think Spencer will be ever AIDS because, number one, Frank loves Nicholas. And number two, Monique Spinell loves that kid. So I don't think we are ever going to have to worry about that because I love Spencer and Sunny Bond. And maybe remind you, no one has called Spencer and told him about Sunny.
Nope.
That just dawned on me the other day. You know, I mean, Molly knew. Nadia hasn't been watching the apes as long as we have. See, Nadia, if you didn't know. Okay. Spencer is Courtney's mom. And Courtney and Sunny were brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And Courtney died after giving birth to Spencer because people were dying off because of this virus.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, that makes Sunny, you know, his nephew. And Sunny has looked out for Spencer since the day he was born. You know, for his sister and for him. You know, and then we have what people might not remember. Molly is also Sunny's niece, too.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that because I miss Spencer so much. I love Spencer.
Me too.
I love Spencer. Okay, got a question, everyone. Why do I have a 9-1-10 on both of my sisters? Bobby, are you both 9-1-10?
Mine is 910.
What?
That's
wrong. Mine's 910.
No, I don't have that. Mine's just a 281.
Okay. Hold on. You're on the air. Hello? Okay. But Bobby, you're still here, right?
Yes.
I'm here.
That is weird to have the same area code, Bobby, and the same number that the doc. Yes, you number twice on the switchboard. That's
oh.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's
weird. Probably the Wi-Fi number that I've been using.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And let's see. So, okay, you guys, got a question. So, I love this question the other day. The one way on the internet. If we were all teenagers today and we didn't have Wi-Fi and our cell phone, because Bobby and I did not have a cell phone in high school. I don't know if you, Nadia and Veronica, did. We didn't. How in the hell will we survive this quarantine? I keep thinking about that.
Yeah.
Because
I'll be honest, I haven't had a cell phone, I guess, until what? Recently, I think. It's been a long time, though. It's been a long time.
I mean, it would have drove me crazy, you guys. I would have probably been in the middle world because I would have hated waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah.
You know. So, okay. So, we have one tomorrow.
Yay!
So, we are going to end it here. But tomorrow, Cassie DePiva.
It's
coming. I'm so excited.
Me too. Me too.
Cassie's first time on Daytime After Dark.
Yay!
I've been here for this.
Yes. And
I'm not
going to
miss
5
it.
O'clock. Why not?
Right. 5 o'clock your time, 8 o'clock me and Bobby's time, 7 o'clock Veronica's time. I will not miss it, you guys. I will be calling in. Awesome.
Oh, and and just remember, you guys out there, if you guys ever have flooding in your bathroom, remember, or you think, remember, always turn off the water.
Yeah.
And then you literally get the water stopped.
Yeah.
Okay, out of 20 years of my dad being a plumber, that's all besides, do not put anything but toilet paper down the toilet.
I know.
I don't know to. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, everyone, we will see you tomorrow and have a good
Yay.
Night.
Yay! Good night, you guys. Thank you. Guys were awesome.
Okay.
Thank
good night,
you.
Guys.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
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 Bye.